This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We've got a megastar that's just walked in through the door. Hollywood megastar, music extraordinaire, verified on Instagram. You know he's a big deal.
Hey, I've got Hugh a blue tick.
Yeah,
anyone can get one. If I can get a blue tick, anyone can.
Hugh Sheridan has away. Walked in. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
It's an early morning for you. I'm phenomenal.
It's an early morning every morning.
Yeah, you're an early waker?
Yeah, I'm an early riser and a late sleeper. It's annoying.
It just doesn't sound like a
I just don't sleep much.
Do you nap during the day? Are you an afternoon napper?
No, but I will nap at some point today because I've got a big show tonight.
Oh, well, that's why we got here to talk. You're in town for the George Michael Listen to Your Heart, a symphonic journey. It's happening at Homer Hall tonight. There's only a few tickets available, so you better go big quick.
It's a symphonic fantasia.
Wow.
Of George Michael goodness.
What a sell.
Well, it's taking you through the life of the poor, dearly departed George, who I have a very soft spot for.
Poor George.
Look, it's an all-star lineup. We've actually got to talk to quite a few of the guys that have come through. But look, there's going to be a stage full of stars. I want to know the backstage tension. You know, what's happening out the back? Is it he's all fighting to get to the front or?
Yeah, Millsy usually throws a wobbly.
We don't call him Mills anymore. We've got to call him the Wolf. Oh!
The Wolf.
Well, that's my pick anyway for I'm addicted to the Masked Singer, but...
Yeah, I'm on it as well.
Well, of course, I thought you were the octopus.
Yeah, I'm not the octopus.
No.
I thought I should have been the prawn.
Oh. Well, that's not true. I mean, do you know what a prawn is? Do you know what the...
Like, yes. You rip the head off and keep the body.
Yeah, great body.
Good body, get rid of the head. Yeah.
Like a butter fry.
Yeah.
So what was your connection to George Michael?
I grew up number six of seven kids, and I always loved George Michael because my sisters were huge Wham fans in the 80s and stuff. And then I saw him at Sydney FC, and I didn't really know how much music of his that I didn't know. That I did know, but also there was a lot that I'd never heard before. And I just remembered he danced amazing.
It was great. A good concert because it's just him on stage. It's not all these ridiculous backup dances and bells and whistles. He can perform and hold a stadium in his breath and his
head. and he was older, you know, like that was towards the end of his life. And he he definitely died way too young, but I can remember he was just dancing and dancing. I was like, wow, this guy's amazing, like a lot of energy. Then years later, I actually met him and hung out with him, and he was brilliant.
Well, tell the story. Give us, don't spare any expense.
I was at, there used to be a festival called Good Vibrations.
Yes.
Do you remember that? You wouldn't remember.
No.
You've been too young.
Probably in the sack still. That's gross. Sorry. Go on.
In the sack still. Well.
I've been putting to bed at 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Just tuned in. Yeah. We were at this festival, and my friend owned the festival, and he said later on we were at the after thing. He said, "Oh, Hugh, do you want to meet George Michael?" And I was like, "Oh my god, yes!" So I went over and talked to him for a while, and I was like, "Oh, it's so good to meet you." And he said, "I've been dancing with you all day," and I was like, "What?" And there was a guy that was like right next to me in the sort of the VIP dance spot, which I'd gotten into because my friend owned the festival. And I'd been dancing with him all day, but I had no idea that it was George Michael.
Oh, really?
No. Actually, that's quite funny because another story which I was telling to Bobby Fox, which he tells in the show tonight before I sing Outside. You know that song?
Yes.
Outside was the song that he wrote after he got caught in the toilets. And there's a story that, George Michael came out of the toilet and, like, all the paparazzi and everything went nuts. And, you know, and then this guy came out. And the interviewers went up and said, "Oh my god, like, how do you feel? It was George Michael." And he goes, "I didn't know it was George Michael." That was my own little "I didn't know it was George Michael" moment.
But that's what we loved about George. He didn't back away. He just owned his life in the later years. I mean, early on in Wham, he had his sexuality. He said it made him miserable until he became himself. And when these embarrassing things happened, he said, "Yeah, sure, I did."
Yeah, and he wrote so many great songs about it. You know, like Freedom and all, and Outside's brilliant. I mean, who can take a scandal like that that would usually knock someone's career over and then actually make
grand.
$50 million out of it.
Yeah. Look, I love George Michael. I was lucky enough to see him in Wham. And then seen later on, and
that
it was
just—it
was fantastic. I still think about it. They were just exactly what you thought. I remember being this 15-year-old up the front there, and they've come out in the. I actually wore a little go-go shirt that I stole from my sister. Then my dad had a heart attack when he saw that's what I wore, because we used to wear midriff shirts with this fluoro go-go. I wanted to get the hobble skirt on, but my sister was a bit smaller than me that time, and I wasn't allowed to wear that. But yeah, it was fantastic.
Where was it?
Sydney Entertainment Centre. It was actually a pretty big year. Then we got to see Culture Club within the same year. So as a young little 15-year-old gay boy growing up, there was just the two biggest acts of the time coming. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Kylie Minogue hadn't even come yet.
No, I think we're still loving Kylie on Neighbours. We'll all wish more Jason Donovan that we could all get to kiss Kylie in those overalls. Yeah. But we want to know, you're a busy man. What have you been up to lately?
Where do I even start? I just finished Hair.
Which we went and saw. It was fantastic, but I do have a complaint.
Yes.
Because...
not enough nudity.
I saw the... a long time ago, back in like 89 or something. And at least we got to see a little bit for like 30 seconds. There was not even any lights turned on.
Well, there was
total darkness.
It was a compromise because our one, we were naked on stage a lot longer than any other production. We walked out for like 8 bars of music straight towards the audience, completely naked.
With the lights turned off.
Well, I said...
and a bit of strobing.
Yeah, but we're not going to walk out for like 5 minutes just naked with the lights fully on. So I said, it needs to be lit more sophisticated rather than just full frontal porn. Or I said the opposite, which is what usually happens, is everyone comes out in darkness and then the lights go bang. For a second, and then they're down. But at least you do get a good look.
Well, I was going to bring my like dolphin torch, but Andy said it looked a bit creepy, well, and I thought, I'm sorry, I didn't bring it. Now, you know.
Yeah, well, you saw it in Geelong, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
That's where most of the people took photos. Yeah, well, yeah. Every day we'd get a little report, and they'd say like 32 people were taken out last night, and made to delete their photos, and then they had to delete the other ones. I thought that would be really embarrassing
because we saw the final show, and I tell you, they were strict. Like they warned us 110 times about no phones being brought out if we see anyone with the phone.
By the end of Geelong, I think the ushers were shaking. I was just like, they couldn't believe it.
And then we went off dancing afterwards, and as we left Geelong hours later, drunk from the piano bar, is that where we were at? They all said, you're in the bar next door. The lot of you. And we thought,
I went to the piano bar.
Oh, Will upstairs. Oh,
upstairs.
That's right, Will upstairs.
Because I was in the piano bar. Oh, yeah, I got up on the piano, I was singing songs.
Because we did a few pub crawls. Who knew that Geelong had some bloody damn well trendy clubs.
Geelong's
going
got it going on.
Yeah.
Popping off, you reckon?
Like, you don't want to hang around Melbourne, you want to go to Geelong.
Oh, yeah, they're having a lot of fun down there.
But hang on, we've got to talk about Dirty Dancing.
We do.
Oh, and Dirty Dancing. You see, you already knew what I've been up to.
Well, of course we know. We do our research.
He's a stalker.
But you're actually, they don't say you won, but you were the male that was picked to do the final lift with Jessica Rowe.
No. I was picked the first round. It was actually Jude and Stephanie Rice that ended up doing the final.
Well, I only watched the first bit because unfortunately you went up against the Masked Singer. So
that's all right because I keep telling everyone I'm on the Masked Singer as well. So, if you miss me on that, you can catch me on that.
He's doubling up.
We told you, you're the octopus.
I'm the robot.
You're doing everything. You've got 4 Logies. Tom also has 4 Logies, but he doesn't actually physically have his.
I've had him in my hand.
We've heard it all. Where do you keep yours?
Well, one of mine's gone missing, actually. So maybe you've got it. My niece had a party at my sister's house, and someone stole one. Because I have like a couple in LA. My mum's got one, and then when I was taking them, because they were all at my sister's house, she was really upset, and so I said, "All right, well, you can keep one." And so she was like, "Okay, I'll keep one." And then next time I went there, it was gone. Because these kids had nicked it. So I like to think that somewhere at some share house in some cruddy suburb somewhere near UNSW, there's kids that like get smashed and then they go, "Oh, let's have a photo with you, Sharon." It's like, speeches. I don't want to know where they put it. But.
Well, it does come with a shape that's quite, usable. at, you know, after dark.
Welcome to Joy.
Yeah. Community radio, baby. How are we? Now, Creepy Andy stalks you on Instagram. Frequently.
Well, yeah, we do. We actually talk quite often. Yeah. You like to get your shirt off.
Well, it's good. You get another 100 followers every time you do it, so I thought, may as well.
This is what I'm telling my young co-host over here who would like to be Insta-famous. I said, you're a hot little thing. Take your shirt off and just flirt what you got.
Just get your kit off. It's fine.
Yeah, you reckon?
It's good. Then you get campaigns and stuff as well. It works wonders, campaigns. Actually, yeah.
Well, like for Nad's hair removal. And
I did
like
the Sheridan towels. Oh, I'm sure I would have got that if I didn't get my kit off.
That's true. All right, I'll take that note.
The problem with that, though, is everyone then thought that I owned Sheridan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
People started to think I was really rich. I'm like, do you think I'd be doing this if I was from the Sheridan family? Oh, my phone's ringing. That's so embarrassing.
That's right. It's community radio.
It's all right. Jessica Murray's calling me.
Ooh. Like,
ooh. Name drop. How are we going? And we want to know, tuppence a bag, what's it all about?
Oh, well, you guys, a lot of your listeners would know who Meow Meow is.
Yes.
So she's a very good friend of mine. She's a great actress, Melissa Madden Gray. She and I did the divorce here together on ABC. And she and I just muck around a lot. And she was staying with me in LA and she was explaining to me this moment where I'm not going to get her in trouble. No one will ever hear it.
No.
that it's concerning. And there was someone that was playing Mary Poppins in the West End, and she was just about to go on for this big concert rollout, and she was practicing, and she was going through Tuppence a Bag, but she was sort of experimenting with something. Tuppence a Bag, Tuppence a Bag. And then one day I just picked up a banana and pretended I was on the phone when Melissa came in, and I was talking on the phone about Tuppence a Bag. I mean, this is the sort of shit that I do, but I'm just hanging out at home just to entertain myself and my friends. And the only person that actually knew Melissa and knew that whole story was the director of Hair. So one day we were mucking around and then I just couldn't stop because I just think it's so ridiculous. No one ever knows what it is and everyone's making up. Now you know.
Yeah.
Cat's out of the bag, I'm going to have to think of something else.
The exclusive, we've just ruined his career.
The Tuppence a Bag. It's Tuppence Gate.
You thought Back to the Rafters were going to get you there. It's Tuppence a Bag. That was take you to fame, baby.
Oh, too funny.
Hugh, thank you for coming in
Thanks for having me.
It's a big night for you tonight.
It's a big night. Every night. But tonight's particularly big.
Sheridan residence. Big night.
If it's not Hair, it's George Michael.
Yes, it's on tonight at the Melbourne's Art Centre, Haymar Hall, which is in St Kilda. Starts at 7:30. There are a few final tickets left, then you can go to the artcentremelbourne.com.au to pick them up. Be very excited. It's going to be a great night.
A great night. And if you're heading to the Gold Coast this weekend, we're doing it up there as well on Saturday night.
Oh, yes, we did have that written down somewhere, didn't you? But, I mean, who listens to the Gold Coast?
No.
Yeah. Saturday
you
the
never
19th
know, though.
At Gold Coast at the Star Gold Coast. Oh,
yeah, it's at
exciting.
The Star. You might have lots of subscribers up there.
We do. Look, there's
we've got people everywhere.
Little shout out to the Gold Coast. I'd like to shout out to everyone in Adelaide. From Adelaide.
The Radelaide.
And while we're at it, good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Sydney.
They don't need it. They don't need any more of an ego.
No, look, thank you so much. And everyone tonight, Art Centre for George Michael. Yay.
Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.